Welcome back. You're tuned to 96.5 in RFM. My name is George Krupinski. The program's called That's Jazz. And the word jazz has all sorts of connotations. It, as we all know, it has its roots back into the 19th century. And it's a music that is uplifting. It's somatic. It feels good. And that's one of the reasons why I do this program. And I've learned over the time that jazz is like a smorgasbord. It's like moving into an array of produce, and not all you like, some you like, but you work your way around it. And it's like the dinner bell ringing. I turn towards the smorgasbord and see what there is. Well, the bell rang for me not so long ago, and a colleague said, "George, there's a an organisation that is promoting a concept called Watermelon Jazz. Are you interested?" Jazz? The bell rang. "Yes, I am interested. Let's have a look." And to cut a long story short, it led me to an organisation which is called Ukabibi. And Ukabibi uses music, specifically jazz in this instance, in a rather novel way. And the founder, the controller, the operator is a lady called Joanne Steele, and she's on the line with me as we speak. Joanne, welcome to the program.
Well, hello, George. Thanks for having me today.
Oh, my pleasure. Now, as I said, the bell rang as soon as I see the word jazz. And as I dug into this, you're using jazz in a relatively unique way. It's in children's education. Tell me a little bit about how jazz and children's education came together and resulted in Watermelon Jazz.
Sure, I'd love to tell you. Well, I'm an early childhood music educator, and I love to use a variety of the genres, all sorts of different music, of course, nursery rhymes, traditional children's music, orchestral music, and jazz for young children, because I think it's pretty important for them to have a broad experience of music. And I've been incredibly fortunate in recent times to be able to work with certain family members who are jazz musicians. And so there's a lovely story behind the work and behind the album called Watermelon Jazz.
Well, tell us the story. How did it originate?
Well, there's a few parts to the story, George. And firstly, my daughter Bridget, who is a professional violinist, and incidentally, she can be heard on the album too. She and her partner, Misha Mulababado, they live in London. And Bridget was out visiting during that terrible summer 2 years ago when we were impacted, like many, many people, by the bushfires. Mm-hmm. And we were holidaying on the south coast with our family when the bushfires came. And, well, it was pretty terrible, of course, as everybody well knows. Bridget returned to London with the idea of doing something useful for her family who'd been impacted by the fires. Thankfully, Grandma's home was okay, and Grandma was okay, and we're very grateful for that. But Bridget decided to host a benefit concert, which she co-founded with another expat Aussie over there, and with the help of her colleagues at the Royal Academy of Music, where Bridget was at that point a student, they hosted a wonderful benefit concert, and we surprised Bridget by travelling over to London for the concert. And it was there that I heard some arrangements by Bridget's partner, Misha, of some Australian work, and he'd done the arrangements for that iconic song, I Am Australian, for orchestra and for choir. And Bridget, Misha and I were sitting together during this wonderful benefit concert, and I had this idea. I wonder whether I'll ever get the chance to work with Misha myself. Anyway, I didn't. I only thought that. I didn't say it out loud. But this was at the end of February, and when we came back to Australia at the beginning of March, COVID was chasing us hot on our tails, and we got back to Sydney to find that everything was shutting down. And for the first time in our lives, we were experiencing a lockdown. And, of course, back in the UK, they were having a harsh lockdown as well. And so there we all were, musicians without any prospect of live work. And you know, we were all sort of, it was all rather bleak in terms of prospects for work. And my own work in Sydney at the time is as an early childhood music teacher, came to a grinding halt. along with many other people and their work, and we had to sort of think about that and what we were going to do. So I decided to use the downtime to try and bring a bit of joy, and so I wrote the music. I decided to write a new album for children and their families, and I invited Misha to be part of that.
Now, before you go any further, I'm curious as to, you decided to write something, you chose jazz. Why?
I did.
Why jazz?
I chose jazz. Well, apart from loving jazz and apart from having Misha, who is a most extraordinary musician, I'll tell you a little bit about Misha. He is an award-winning jazz double bassist. He's a composer, he's a band leader, and, he is a really remarkable musician. And I was incredibly fortunate then to ask Misha, would you like to work together and we'll create a children's album? And he immediately said yes, which I was so thrilled about. Mm. And one of the reasons he said yes is because we share together this vision that children should have quality music written and arranged by, the best available musicians. And so I was delighted to work with Misha. So I wrote all of the music and prepared all my demos, and that was my big lockdown project in the dark of winter last year at home in my little music room in Sydney. And then I bravely sent it off to Misha, who just went, wow, I can work with this. This is wonderful.
Now, so the concept of jazz was Misha's rather than yours? How did that come?
Oh, no, it was my idea. Mm-hmm. And there's another little story behind that, and that was because we were all in lockdown, we were all in, children were suffering, they were at home, families were suffering. And as we all know, the mental health impact is quite severe. And in Sydney, of course, lots of families live in small apartments. So, there were many, many parts to the families having, a hard time. And it got me to be thinking, as we looked at life during the Spanish flu epidemic 100 years earlier, I got to be reading about how jazz brought people great joy and freedom during that time because of its bright melodies, its improvisation and the sense of freedom from, shall we say, the restraints of more structured music. And it brought so many people joy and it was so accessible. The elements of jazz are so wonderful, and it's known because it brings joy. It's known because it provides an outlet for such joy and freedom in music with the improvisation. And so I thought, I wonder how jazz can be used to bring us some joy during our lockdown. So that was kind of where I started to think about it. So what we've done is we've taken the classic sounds of, shall we say, popular jazz, mm-hmm. With great sax solos, great trumpet solos, and we've infused that styling into the arrangements of my original children's songs.
Okay, and the purpose of this is what? You've got the jazz, and I can understand the thinking behind jazz because we share that that viewpoint. Mm. Now what was the end result? What were you seeking to achieve with this music?
Well, for families who were spending more and more time together than ever before.
Okay.
I felt that it was important to have music that the whole family could enjoy.
But you're taking it further, though, aren't you? You're taking it further rather than just background music. When I listen to some of this music, it's obviously the educational aspect that you're focused on.
Yes, that's right. So I wanted to introduce children to the great sounds of jazz. Mm-hmm. And using, happy sort of upbeat jazz, it means that it marries very well with music for very young children. And the concepts and the lyrics are, it is clearly children's music. When we sing about watermelon jazz, we're singing about the food and the fruit that we love to eat. However, because of the styling, because of the arrangements and the sounds, it's so happy and so fresh. And I feel as though this is a lovely introduction for children to hear the great sounds of jazz.
Joe, the people who are listening are people who have children, have grandchildren, And I was really taken by the music itself, because it was jazz. I was taken by the fact that there was a learning attached to it as well, because all music in some ways has a message that it's seeking to impart. Your message was fascinating. And I think at this point what we might do is go to the first track that I've got lined up. It's called It's Easy to Be Kind. And let's just play it, and let's examine it after we've listened to it. You're tuned to 96.5 Inner FM. My guest is Joe Steele, who's the energy behind this concept of watermelon jazz. And this is one of the tracks that I've chosen to illustrate Joe's work. It's Easy to Be Kind.
It's easy to be kind if I make up my mind to think about somebody else. It's easy to be kind if I make up my mind to think about somebody else. It's not the worst thing that could happen if I don't go first, or if I have to wait for my turn and go next. I'll be the best friend you can expect.
It's easy to be kind if I make up my mind to think about somebody else. It's easy to be kind if I make up my mind to think about somebody else.
Well, I don't need the biggest piece of cake, I can share it with you. I don't want to make the same old mistake and only think about what I can take.
'Cause I know that if I'm kind to others, my friends, or my brother, my sister, or my mother, I feel even better about myself, and nobody misses out.
Well, I don't need the biggest piece of cake, I can share it with you. I don't want to make the same old mistake and only think about what I can take. But if I'm kind to others, my friends or my brother, my sister or my mother, I feel even better about myself, and nobody misses out.
It's easy to be kind if I make up my mind to think about somebody else.
It's easy to be kind if I make up my mind to think about somebody else.
It's easy to be kind if I make up my mind. It's easy to be
like to board a wonderful journey of songs and music? Then tune into 96.5 Inner FM and join Ronnie Lopes for the Saturday Express, with lots of surprises, occasional guests, and the sound you're accustomed to, the fabulous memories of yesteryear, each and every Saturday from 1 p.m. till 4, only on 96.5 Inner FM.
Make sure you are fire safe when working from home. Never overload power boards and always tidy any loose cables. Electrical equipment must have good airflow. Never cover or keep in a confined space. Never charge electronics or devices on beds or flammable surfaces. And turn off all electrical appliances at the power point when not in use.
You're listening to 96.5 Inner FM.
I'm back with my guest, Joe Steele, after having played It's Easy to Be Kind. Joe, that's the lyrics are lovely. I found myself responding to the music and thinking to myself, now there are people who are listening who are grandparents, who have got grandchildren, and would love for this message to be imparted. Tell me about who was the vocalist behind the music?
Yeah, that is actually me singing. It's a sweet little song, and I'm really happy that you've enjoyed it as well. One of the ideas, of course, nothing new about this, is that we use music to convey our message. And particularly in education, that's what we do. And as an early childhood music educator, we use songs to invite children to contribute ideas. Mm. And of course, we have lots of, you know, different messages that we convey as well. So it's been rather lovely during since the song has been released. I've had families contacting me saying, "Oh, we love this song. We play it every day because we want our children to learn to be kind."
Well, it's true. It is one of the sort of the basic needs in our society that we relate wonderfully to each other, and kindness is the essential part of that. And it's educating children, part. Educating yes. children through music is a very powerful way of achieving that result. I love it.
Well, I agree with you. I think it is very powerful, but it's so enjoyable. And what I wanted to do with that song was create just that easy listening vibe, mm. that happy time. In my demo, I'd actually put in a clarinet solo, but Misha also added in the little trumpet solo in the middle, which just kind of expands the whole song, and you kind of go, "Oh yeah!" And it just feels great. It's so happy. And one of the things that's lovely about that, a colleague of mine who's the director in an early childhood centre, she said, "I hear the children singing this," and one of the important factors there is that the content is relatable for young children. Mm. And this is what we're looking at here. We're looking at music that is relatable, that it's enjoyable, that makes people feel happy. But if the lyric is also like that, it's a great marriage, and it works. It's a great combination. And I feel like we've achieved that with this little song. It's easy to be kind because adults enjoy it, and the children are enjoying it as well. So I'm really delighted with that.
And it must be very encouraging that you got that sort of feedback, that you're on the right track. That's very rewarding given the sort of work that you're doing. My guest is Joe Steele, who's the author, the creator of the concept of Watermelon Jazz, and we're just listening to "It's Easy to Be Kind." There's another track that I've got lined up, which I rather enjoyed playing, and that's called "Toddler." Joe, tell us little bit about the background to "Toddler."
Sure, I'd love to, George. Well, as we all know, there's one thing that really characterises toddlers, and that is their tremendous energy, their love of life, and their boundless ways that they have. So, in fact, this is very much something that is in my own family, because my son and his wife have three little boys under the age of 5. So that's a lot of energy, George.
Uh-huh. Yes.
and of course, well, they live in Thailand and Bangkok, and they've had a really long lockdown as well. And Tom was working from home, Bill was working from home, and like many families, just juggling the children at home when they're working. And I decided to write this little song as a celebration of that wonderful energy, because it is fantastic. It is great that they have this energy, and we all enjoy that, even though they need to have downtime as well. So I decided to write this little song about all of those parts of that make a toddler's energy so wonderful, and the way they can run and skip and jump and dance and stamp and carry on, and it's just great. And, of course, all of a sudden, at the end of that, they just need to crash out, and they might just sit down and decide they've had enough.
Well, Joe, let's see how "Toddler" goes, and if anyone's got any children around the house, bring them around the radio quick, because here they are, "Toddler" by Joe Steele.
I'm gonna run and play and have I'm a busy Ben, a jolly Ollie. That's who I am, a chirpy Charlie. I got things to do. I got places to be. I got so much to see. That's me. I'm gonna walk and waddle and slow right down. I'm gonna sit myself down on the ground. I'm gonna stop and look all around. I don't wanna run, 'cause I'm all gone.
Well, the track was called Toddler from the CD Watermelon Jazz. It's obviously a CD that's designed for children, but its basis is jazz, and that's one of the things I loved of this CD, the music. And my guest is Joe Steele. And Joe, one of the things I enjoyed about the background is the concept that this genre is an aging genre, in the sense that the people who are listening to it go back to the 60s, and modern music seems to be rather detached from this this type of jazz. And this introduces the music back to the early years, and I think it has a lot of benefit there for two reasons. One, it continues the genre, and secondly, it's a feel-good, and I think you've captured that rather nicely. Congratulations.
Well, thank you, George. It is a feel-good. One of the great things about this idea is that it's a shared experience, and I just felt like I wanted music that grandparents, parents, children alike can really enjoy. And so with that song, for example, you can pick up your little ones, whether they be your own children or your nieces or nephews or your grandchildren, in fact, and just have a crazy dance around the house. And I think that that's something we can all enjoy and all benefit. Children love it when the adults around them are enjoying music, and they catch that enjoyment from the adults. And in that sense, that teaches children so much about music, so much about what we enjoy, because they catch the love, they catch the enjoyment, they catch the emotion from us as adults. And that was part of my desire in writing this album, was to in fact write songs that really the whole family can enjoy, that adults don't just have to tolerate the music that their children like, but they'll actually enjoy it as well.
Well, not only that, but they channel it, and that's the beautiful part. Children listening to this sort of music early in life will start to associate that with the family environment, and it leads them in directions, I think, that possibly the modern music these days doesn't. So that's a personal viewpoint, but nonetheless, I believe it to be right. There might be people who are listening, Joe, who are eyeing Christmas and going, Christmas presents, Christmas presents. Ooh, yes, this might be an answer to a long question. Where could they go? Have you got a web page, for example, that they could go to and look this information up and make some choices if necessary?
Yes, I do. And I couldn't agree with you more, George. I think it'd be a wonderful present to give a young child. And so, yes, on the website, which is ukababy.com.au.
Now, how's that spelled? Sorry, go on.
Yeah, it's a bit like ukulele. ukubebe.com.au. And there's a little page there on the site where you can make an order of a CD.
All right. Now, I know that people will be rushing to get a pen and paper as we speak, because they've suddenly thought, oh, that sounds like a good idea. So they've grabbed that paper now, and they've just got pen to paper. Just go give that address again, if you would.
Sure. It's ukubebe.com.au. That's ukubebe.com.au.
Marvellous. Look, Joe, thank you very much for your time today. I think what you're doing is wonderful. I love the quote on your webpage. I'll read this out because it's wonderful. It says, since the beginning of time, children have not liked to study. They'd much rather play. And if you have their interest at heart, you'll let them learn while they play. They will find that what they have mastered is child's play. And I think that's rather beautiful. A lovely, lovely quote. So I wish you all the best with Watermelon Jazz. And I think what we'll do is we might finish off with that track itself, Watermelon Jazz. So, Joe, thank you for your time today. I wish you all the best with the CD. I think it's a great idea. It'll do a lot of good in this world, and I hope it works well for you.
Thank you, George. Lovely to speak with you.
My pleasure. Now, here we go with Watermelon Jazz.
out the door.